We're continuing in Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Ma'achol Yakom, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Zayin. This halacha, once again, is based on Chapter 8 in the second half of Likut Imran, which is a Rosh Hashanah Torah, the final Rosh Hashanah Torah that Rabbeinu Zal said in his life, Tiku Toichacha. We've spoken about it so far, and now Rabbeinu Zal is going to take us into the topic of wine. Wine that's touched by a non-Jew. And based on what we've been learning and based on this chapter on Likut Imran, we'll be able to understand the Isur that the Torah applies to wine that non-Jews use in their worship of Avodah Zarah. Shegozru Chazal al Stam Yenon. And our rabbis issued a decree that any wine that belongs to a non-Jew or has been handled by a non-Jew, if it's not pasteurized, if it hasn't been cooked, is forbidden. Vafilu yayin shalonu, even wine that we produced, shenoga boyakum, which a non-Jew touched, osur bishtia ubahano midina, is forbidden. We're not allowed to drink from it. We can't even sell it. Al pi hamaymar tiku gimel hanizkar leil. And this is sort of an appendix to the halacha. Rav Nosson Zal obviously wrote this afterwards. And he's saying this is also related to the same chapter on the Likut Imran that we've been speaking about. Ayin Shom Heitev, study that chapter well. Ki mezoina de nishmaso, u mezoina de gufa, hein bechinas neshama veguf, Yaakov ve'esov, ruchnius ve'gashmius, Shabbos ve'sheshis me'achol, Reach toi vehipuchoi. In that chapter on Likut Imran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about food for the body and food for the soul. And Rav Nosson Zal is drawing for us two categories. That on the side of the soul food, we have the soul, we have Yaakov, we have Ruchnius, we have Shabbos, we have a good smell. On the other side, on the side of body food, there we have the body, Esav, Gashmias, weekdays, bad smell. Bechinas, and this is illustrated in the Pasuk, HaKoil Koil Yaakov, Vahayodai Midei Esav, that the voice is the voice of Yaakov Avinu, the Koil of Kedusha, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a lot in that chapter on Likut Imran, the Koil that nourishes the gan, the garden, and the coil of toichocha, proper rebuke, the coil of the shofar, that's the coil of Yaakov, whereas the hands are associated with Esav. Ki ikur mozoin v'chiyas haneshama hu rak miruchnis. Because the real food and source of sustenance for the neshama, for the soul, comes only from ruchnis. Bechinas reyach, and an example of that is smell. She'enoi nichnas laguf klal. Smell is something that's not really being processed by the body at all. It's a soul item. Ve'ikar ho'reach nimshach al yidei bechinas koil Yaakov. And the power of reach is drawn from the voice of Yaakov. We mentioned the pasuk by Adam HaRishon, where he said, as koilech shomati bagan, I heard the voice of Hashem in the garden. V'hakoil hu bechinas ruchnius, she'en bo gashmius klal. And sound is also something spiritually, it's not tangible at all. Ulehepech, whereas on the opposite category, mozoin haguf hagashmi hu rak mi gashmius gomor. What sustains the physical body is only physical nourishment, physical food. V'zeh b'chinas hayodayim yidei Esav. And when we speak about the physical, the gashmius, that's associated with the hands of Esav. Ki Esav ikar achizosoi ba'asio gemura. Because Esav's main connection is asio, which is the lowest one of the four worlds. That's number one. And in addition, asiya means action, physicality. Sheshon ikar hisgabrus hachitzonius. That's where these outside forces, the klipos, the sitra achra, are attached. Sitra de Esav, the side of Esav. Val Shem Ze Nikra Esav. And this is actually why he is called Esav, Miloshen Asiya, made. Kimo Shapirish Rashi Sham, as Rashi Kodesh points out on the Pasuk there, Ayin Sham the Pasuk Vayikra'u Shemoi Esav, that his parents, Yitzchak and Rivka, called him Esav, and Rashi says, Shehu Miloshen Asiya, ready-made, completely made. He had hair, his body covered with hair. V'zeh b'chinas v'hayodayim yedei Esav. And this is why the Torah associates the hands with Esav. Ki hayodayim him klei hamaisa. Because the hands are the part of the body that are most associated with action, doing, asiya. Sheshom achizosoi, and that's where Esav's connection is, ba'asiyo gashmius kanal. He's associated with physical action, not spirituality. Hainu bipsoiles ho asiyo. He's associated with the lowest part, the waste matter of asiyo. Shehu horeach ra shel mezoina degufa, achar shenizbarer hatoif mimenu. This refers to the foul smell that comes from food, physical food, after the good has been removed from it, shehu mezoina denishmasa, which was the soul food aspect of the food. Azai, after that good has been removed, azai hapsoiles hagomor, the complete waste matter, shehu gashmius hamechel, which is the most physical aspect of the food, shenishar achar shenizbara haruchnis menu, which remains after we've removed and extracted the ruchnius, the spirituality, the holiness, azai humal reach ra, then that physical, that completely physical part of the food gives off a bad odor. Vizeu bechinas sitra de Esav, and that's the associated with Esav, bechinas mezoina de gufa, shebo mi sitra de Esav, which is the concept of body food, which comes from the side of Esav. Bebechinas hamuva betikunim, as we find the Tikkuni Zohar says, va'alhai gufa itmar, regarding the body, the physical body of a person, the Mishnah says, me'ayin basa, where do you come from? Mitipa srucha, from a droplet that has a stench to it. Srucha mamish, Rav Nosson says, note the wording in the Mishnah, srucha, bad smell, foul odor, b'chinas reyach ra, shehu sitra de Esav, that's the side of Esav, shehu le'umas Yaakov, which is the opposite of Yaakov, shehu b'chinas reyach toiv, which we saw in the previous shiur, Yaakov Avinu is the good smell, that smell of Gan Eden, shenim shach alidei koil Yaakov, which is drawn through the voice, the sound of Kedusha of Yaakov. Vanachnu tzrichen lifroish atzmeinu mi sitra de gufa, sitra de Esav. And we are required to separate ourselves from this physicality, from Esav. Zeh b'chinas isur hayayin kishenok aboi ho'akum. And this explains why wine is considered forbidden when a non-Jew touches it. Ki hayayin hu b'chinas eitz hadas toivora. Because wine is like the Eitz Hadas, which is good and bad. Kemay Marabai Senazal, as the Gemara points out, that what was the Eitz Hadas? Sochato anovim venosnaloi. Chava squeezed grapes and gave that to Adam, showing us that the Eitz Hadas is associated with grapes, with wine. V'yal kenom Rabai Senazal, and this is why the Gemara says in Yuma, page 76, Zocho naseroish. If a person drinks wine properly, it expands their mind, their thinking, their consciousness. If a person drinks wine improperly, they become poor, impoverished. They lose their senses. Just like the Eitz Hadas, which is good, has a good side and a bad side. And this is why we have to be extremely careful when it comes to drinking wine, that it should be the right measure, the right amount. And to drink wine with holiness and purity. to reserve it for special occasions, Shabbos, Yontif, a bris, a siyum, Birkas Hamozayim. Vazai kishezoiche boi naseroish. And then when a person is privileged to drink wine properly, they become a roish, a head. Hainu shenisroimem daito yumoichoy alidei hayayin. The person's thinking and understanding and consciousness becomes elevated through the wine. V'hamoyach v'hadas hu haneshama. And a person's intelligence, a person's thinking and consciousness, that's the soul. Kamo shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'nishmas shakai tevine. Their heavenly soul gives them understanding, that tevuna, understanding, is associated with the neshama. Kamashikosav Rabbeinu Zal bekama mekoymos, as Rabbeinu Zal mentions this in several places in Likutei Moran. Nimtza, so therefore we conclude, shenischazek v'nisroimem haneshama al yidei hayayin, that when a person is drinking wine properly, bikdusha, the neshama is strengthened and elevated through the wine. Kiyayin la'aroma kola, because the Zohar Kodesh says, wine is for raising the voice, raising the sound. The Zohar Kodesh points out a difference between when you pour wine and when you pour oil. When you pour oil, it doesn't make any sound at all. It's smooth. When you pour wine, it gurgles. So the Zohar Kodesh says that yayin raises the voice. Yayin makes noise. And Rav Nosson Zal is applying it, that yayin elevates the koil. Koil, koil, Yaakov. Nimtzo shalidei hayayin magiyen lebechinas hakoil, bechinas koil Yaakov. Sha'al yodoi gedelin kol harechos. This special koil of Yaakov, which nourishes and nurtures the garden, the flowers, the smells in the garden. Shehein mezoinet denishmosa, which is the soul food, the smell. V'alkein nisroimeim hadas shehunash hanishoma alidei hayayin. And therefore, the intelligence of a person, the consciousness of a person, gets elevated through wine. Kalidei hayayin mo'urin hakoil. Because wine activates the coil. She'al yodoi gedelin kol horechos, which is what nourishes the aromas, shehim chius u'mozein hanishoma, which is the life and the food of the soul. Vize bechinas einoimrim shir elal hayayin. And this is why the Gemara also says that we only sing the praises of Hashem over wine. Ki shir ze bechinas hakoilanal. Because this song is an expression of the koil, the voice, the sound. Shehu koil hanigun v'hashir shalosid. And this refers especially to the sound of the special song of the future, which Rabbeinu Zal speaks about over there in Likutei Moran. Shemishom nimshochim kol hashiros. That's the source of all the songs that we sing in this world. The Shiras Hayam, when Moshe Rabbeinu sang, when the Jews were crossing the Red Sea, Oz Yoshir Moshe of Israel. Then Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jewish people will sing. Yoshir, future, meaning they're singing this song of the future. Asher Yidei Koil Hashir Hazeh Nimshach Mezoinet Nishmosa. And it's the sound of this song that the soul draws nourishment from. V'chol Zeh Kishayayin Bigdusha. This is all only when the wine is being drunk with holiness. Bechinas zocha naseroish. Ulehepechas v'shom, whereas the opposite will take place, if loy zocha, if the person is drinking wine improperly, naserosh, it'll have the exact opposite reaction. It'll rob the person of their intellect. It'll weaken the coil of Kedusha. Va'anius v'dalus nimshach mi'bechinas pigam raglin. And we know that usually poverty is associated with a defect in the feet, in the legs. Bechinas ragleho yordois moves. It's the feet, the lowest part of the Kedusha, that's most vulnerable to the tumah, to the sitrachra, to death. Ki oni choshev kemes. Kemuva bekama mekoymes. Because the Gemara says, a poor person is considered dead. Poverty is associated with moves, with this ragleho yordois moves. V'alkein, ikar horoshus v'hadalus, Qualidei Bechinas Hisgabrus Akev Esav Chasashon. And this is why the poverty and negativity, when it affects Klal Yisrael, it's because of the Akev of Esav. And we mentioned this earlier, that Oichel Lachmi Higdil Olai Okev. Ki ein dovor shemevi yololo al hodom kemoi hayayin, kemoi shom rabbi sevizal. Because the Gemara tells us that there is nothing that brings melancholiness, depression, wailing upon a person like wine. When a person drinks wine to excess, they drink wine the wrong way. Yololo hu hepech shir. The term yololo is the opposite of singing praises. To praise Hashem is the word halali. Halali Elokaich Tzion. Yololo is the same letters in the opposite direction. Yololo is wailing, sadness, depression associated with death. Hepech Koil Yaakov, the opposite of that Koil of Yaakov, Shehu Koil Shel Shir, which is the sound of the holy song. Ki Kishein Zoiche Bahayayin. Because when a person is not successful regarding wine, they drink the wine the wrong way, it changes into yalola, hepech koil shel shir, the opposite of the sound of the song. Shehu b'chinas mezoina d'nishmosa, the sound of the song is the soul food. Vazai hu b'chinas mezoina d'gufa, and when a person messes up with wine, then the person falls into that category of body food, b'chinas be'itzofayin toichalena, as in the curse that Hashem issued when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, those grapes, that Hashem issued a curse of itzofayin, depression, b'chinas atzvus v'yalola. Atzvus is depression, yalola is that wailing sound when a person is depressed, when a person is very sad. Hefech shir hanal, the opposite of happy song. Nimsa, so therefore we conclude, Shahayayin hu bebechinas Eitz Hadas toivora, that wine is like the Eitz Hadas, which is good and bad. Shehu kolol mishnehem. Wine has both of those properties inside of it. Misitra de Yaakov u misitra de Esav. The side of Yaakov and the side of Esav. Bechinas reach toiv vareach ra. Mezayna de nishmasa u mezayna de gufa karal. Any questions, please?
Good morning, Ron Nelson. Two things. One is, in terms of the different levels of mavushal, how fastidious should a person be? There's pasteurization, there's boiling with this, there's boiling with that. How far away does a person need to be?
A person would need to check with a poisek in terms of this pasteurization, this mavushal, how much, to what degree it needs to be cooked. I saw that my rabbi, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, when it came to non-mavushal wine, he sold wine to his students. He had a certain special kind of company at that time. It was called Ganelis Langer Wine. It hasn't been around in a long time. This is 50 years ago. And he liked sweet wine. In those days, that was the norm. And this wine was not mavushal. And when he gave it to anybody or sold it to anybody, where there was any possibility of a non-Jew or a Jew who's Mechalel Shabbos Befarhesia joining that person in a meal or anything like that, he kept it in a paper bag. It was kept, you know, so that a non-Jew shouldn't even look at it, or a Mechalel Shabbos Befarhesia. So that if a person has company like that, the right thing probably to do is to try to make sure to have only Mevushal wine there, which the non-Jew or the Jew who's Mechalel Shabbos cannot harm.
Thank you.
Sure. Anyone else, please? Now Rav Nosson Zal goes into a little bit of a clearer and deeper explanation regarding the wine. Ki Isa, because it's brought in Sifrei Kabbalah, Shehayayin hu nimshach mebechinas Yitzchak, that wine is associated with and draws from Yitzchak. Shehu bechinas Gvurois. Yitzchak is associated with the left side, the concept of Gvurois. Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad means very powerful fear. Umishom achizas hayayin. That's where wine is connected, wine's association. We know that standard wine is red. the Sforum quote the Pasuk, Al Tere Yayin Ki Yis'adein, and red is associated with the left side, Gvura, Yitzchak Avinu. U'mebechinas Yitzchak Yoinkin Shnehem, Yaakov Esav. And it's from Yitzchak that both of these forces receive, Yaakov and his brother Esav. K'mo shekosuv, as it says clearly in the Pasuk, Ve'ele toldos Yitzchak, Yaakov ve'Esav, that the products of Yitzchak were Yaakov and Esav. Ach shom b'shoroshoi b'b'chinas Yitzchak, hu kuloi toiv, ve'ein shom shum ra klal chas v'shom. However, at the source, at the place called Yitzchak, there it's all good. There is no evil, no negativity. Ve'ikar toldos Yitzchak, Hurak Yaakov Levad. And the main product of Yitzchak is only Yaakov. K'mo shekosuv, as it says in a pasuk, when Hashem said to Yitzchak Avinu, Hashem said to Avram Avinu, Ki be Yitzchak yikore lecha zora, because from Yitzchak will be called your children. Now it could have said ki Yitzchak yikor lecha, Yitzchak would be, it doesn't say that. Be Yitzchak, from Yitzchak, meaning a part of Yitzchak. The Gemara says be Yitzchak veloy kol Yitzchak. Part of Yitzchak is considered the children of Yitzchak and the descendant of Avram Avinu. Ki ikar zera Yitzchak hu rak Yaakov levad. Because the main seed and child and product of Yitzchak is only Yaakov. Ve'esav einoi nikra b'shem zera Yitzchak klal. Esav is not called the offspring of Yitzchak at all whatsoever. So then how does he come into the picture? Rak achar kamo hishtalshelus mishtalshel achizo l'sitra di Esav misham mebechinas gvuras Yitzchak. The Sifrei Kabbalah explain that from this high place called Yitzchak spirals down. When it goes down, 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 thousands of levels down, it's there that Esav is connected. Esav is able to connect to. V'alkein, therefore, hayayin, shehu mishtalshel v'nechas mebechinas Yitzchak, therefore wine, which is also an extension, a hishtalshelus, something that spirals down many levels from Yitzchak, wine has these two properties, Bechinas Yaakov ve'Esav. V'alkein srichen li zoher b'shtias yayin. Hayayin, and therefore a Jew has to be very careful when it comes to drinking wine. L'shtoisoi b'kedusha gedoy l'ma'oid. To make sure to drink wine with major holiness. Because wine is not another drink. Wine is in a class of its own. It's the only drink that has its own bracha, b'irei pri hagafen. And it has to be treated with tremendous respect and care. Sheyir oila v'nichla b'b'chinas Yaakov. So that the wine that I'm drinking should rise up and plug into Yaakov. Lo'irer al yodei hakoil koil Yaakov. And it should awaken that voice of Yaakov. Bechinas yayin la arama kola, as the Zohar Kodesh says, wine raises the voice. Ki be'emes hakoil hazeh hu bechinas koil denofik mi shofar, because this coil that we're speaking about here now, this coil that comes from wine, is the same as the coil that comes from the shofar. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, horem kashofar koilecha, raise your voice like the shofar. The shofar ze bechinas Yitzchak. And we know that the shofar is associated with Yitzchak. Bechinas shofar shel ayil. We know that we are required to use a horn from a ram. Eloi shel Yitzchak. Because it reminds Hashem of that ram that replaced Yitzchak Avinu at the Akedah. U'mishom nimshach ze hakoil hanal. And it's from there, from the shofar, that we draw this coil from the shofar from Yitzchak. The alkein, and therefore, al yedei hayayin shum bechinas Yitzchak, al yodoi nesoirer hakoil hazeh. That it's from wine, which is associated with Yitzchak, that activates this coil. Ki mishom nofik hakoil, because the coil comes from there. Bechinas coil, the nofik mi shofar, the coil that comes forth from the shofar. The shofar is Yitzchak Avinu, because again, remember, the shofar is a ram's horn. Ram is what was the substitute for Yitzchak Avinu. Bechinas horem ka shofar koilecha, and the pasuk associates the coil of kedusha, our coil, with the shofar. Just for a moment now, on a Kabbalah level, regarding the spheroids, when we speak about the midos of Hashem, let's take Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei. The four letters of Hashem's name Yud Kei Vav Kei correspond to the four tzaddikim on the throne of Hashem, whose images are on the throne of Hashem: Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, David HaMelech. So Yud Kei Vav is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. Yaakov Avinu is the Vav. Now we say usually that the Yud and Hey are Chachma and Bina. The Vav is the six spheroids of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid, Yesoid, Malchus. That's that Vav, which is called Zeranpin. That's the Vav. The Zohar HaKadosh speaks about this many, many times, that the term Koil, which is associated with Yaakov Avinu, who is this Vav, he is Zeranpin. He's referred to as Tiferes, or Emes, Titein Emes Liakov. The word Koil has the letter Vav in the middle and Kuf Lamed on the outside. Kuf Lamed, 130, is Begimatria 5 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, which represents the 5 midos of Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoid. The Vav is the 6th meter, which is Yesoid. So that Koil is those 6 spheroids of Zeranpin, the 6 spheroids which are represented by Yaakov Avinu. Where does the Vav receive from? The Vav receives from what's above it, which is that first Hay, which is Bina. So the Koil receives from Yitzchak, who is Bina. How do we know that Yitzchak is Bina? The word Yitzchak is Begimatria 8 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, meaning that it's the 8th sphera from on the bottom up. When we count up from the bottom, Malchus, Yesoid, Hoid, Netzach, Tiferes, Gvura, Chesed, Bina. Bina is number 8. And it's referred to as that 8th, usually we're going to see. It's referred to as Olam Haba. This world is referred to as the number 7, 7 days in a week, 7 years in the Shemitah. When we go to 8, we're leaving this world. We're going into Olam Haba, which is referred to as Bina, as we're going to see. For those who could appreciate this, V'al Kein, and therefore, Al Yidei Zeh HaKoil Daika Yecholen Lo Hichiach. Over there in Likut Imran, Rabbein Zal elaborates a lot on this topic of the coil of Kedusha, the coil of Yaakov. And when a person has this coil, then they are allowed to rebuke somebody. They have the ability to give the proper kind of rebuke. Kayidei coil zeh, because through this type of voice, kol hamaisim roim shum lechicham aleim heimalim reach toiv. All of the sins and the bad things that the person did whom you're rebuking, instead of them giving off a stench, a foul odor, they'll start to give off a sweet smell. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Nirdi Nosan Reichoi. Nirdi refers to the Yerida, that when the Jews committed the sin of the Egel Hazav, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to turn it around completely through his prayers. And by inspiring them to do tshuva, he was able to turn it around completely into a major aliyah, where Hashem revealed to him the 13 attributes of kindness, and Hashem gave us the Mishkan. The Mishkan was a result of the Egel Hazav. That incredible Yerita, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to turn around into an incredible aliyah through the proper Toichacha. Bechinas Zedoinois Nishapchem Zechuyos. As the Gemara says, when a person does a proper Tshuva Me'ava, then the sins that they committed intentionally get converted to mitzvahs. Ki zeh hakol nofik mi shofar, Because this coil that we're referring to, this coil of Yaakov, we said, comes from the shofar, Shehu Bechinas Bina, Alma Da'asi. And the shofar is associated with the sphere of Bina, Olam Haba. Remember, we said that the shofar is Yitzchak Avinu, and Yitzchak is 8 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Bina, which is Olam Haba. Sheshom Hamtokas Hadinim Bisharoshim. And the Zohar HaKadosh tells us that when you want to eliminate din, when you want to sweeten the din, the harsh decrees, you have to go up to the source of din. And the highest source of din is Bina. That's the first item listed in the left column. In Keser, there is no right and left. It's only when it drops down to the next level, Chachma is on the right, Bina is on the left. So Bina is the highest Mida on the left side. And that's the origin and the source of all din. So if we want to sweeten din, if we want to reverse din, we have to go up to that place. Vishom hu bechina slicha savoinois. And it's over there that all the forgiveness of sins takes place. Bechinas yoim hakipurim. Yom Kippur is also this concept of olam haba, Bina. Hainu bechinas zedoinois nishapchen l'schuyois. That place where sins that were done intentionally could be converted into mitzvois. Ki hu avoinois shem sitra de'esav, dino kasha de sitra achra. Because the sins which are associated with Esav, who is referred to as harsh din, super din of that left side, shenechas midina dikdusha, which is an extension of the holy din, shemishtal shel misham, it originates all the way up there, mebechinas bina, demino din en misarin. The Zohar HaKadosh says all din originates from bina. Through the sound of the shofar, through the voice of a person giving toichacha properly, that sweetens all the dinim. Ki ein hadin nimtak ela bisharoshay, because the rule is you cannot sweeten a din, a judgment, unless you're able to go up to its source. Haynu b'chinas bina, b'chinas yom hakipurim, b'chinas shofar. Shemisham nofik hakoil. That's where the coil comes from. V'alkein, and therefore, al yidei koil ze daika, when a person possesses this type of koil, a koil of kedusha, a koil that comes from drinking wine bigdusha, or the koil of shir, of songs and praises to Hashem, the koil of Torah and tefillah, through that kind of koil, that enables a person to be qualified to be able to rebuke. Because when a Jew is zoicha, that their voice is like the sound that comes from a shofar, which is something holy and pure, azai then kishemoichicham, when such a person rebukes other people, umoirer horeach shalamaisim roim, and thereby he awakens the smell of their sins, shehumoichiach aleim, which he's reprimanding them about, azai ein hamaisim roim malin reach raach hasvishon, then those sins, those evil deeds, don't give off a foul odor, rak adara, but just the opposite, hein malin reach toiv, they give forth a sweet aroma, bechinas nirdi nosan reichoi, the yerida gives a good smell, it doesn't take away a good smell. Because even the sins that a person committed intentionally get converted to mitzvahs, which is an example of being mamtik din at its source. In practical terms, when a person is rebuked the wrong kind of way, the person gets angry, the person gets depressed, and usually it pushes them further away. They'll do more sins, worse sins. Whereas when a person is rebuked the right way, with loving kindness, with a sweet, in a good way, through this coil of Kedusha, that person gets charged up to start climbing, to start running up that ladder of Kedusha. Question in the chat, is Shavuos connected to Yitzchak and Olam Haba? The answer is most definitely. At Har Sinai, it says the sound of the shofar was blasting. The whole mountain was flaming, fire. Gvura, and the Gemara says, Anoichi v'lo yilcha mipi gvura nemra. The first two commandments of the Ten Commandments came from Gvura. So that's what took place on Har Sinai, on Rosh Hashanah. In the Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah is called a day of judgment. We include a whole piece, Ato Negleso Ba'anan Kvoidech al Har Sinai. You, Hashem, revealed yourself to us on Mount Sinai in your cloud of glory. A whole paragraph there about Matan Torah, showing the connection between Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Now, Bina and Keser are very, very closely connected. So if you're going to see in many Sforim, it tells us that on Shavuos, we receive the Keser, the light from Keser. There's a lot of explanation in the Sifrei Kabbalah showing the connection between Keser and Bina. The name of Hashem Ekya is associated with both of them. There are many connections to them. The more we learn about this, the more we'll get clarity. Any questions, please?
Yeah, another question, please, Rav Larson. The beginning of Halacha Ches, Shorash of Yitzhak Avinu is in Bina, and Bina is already one level lower, and it is on the Tzad of Din. How is there no Taru voice there at all?
The answer is because all the way up there, all the way, 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 way up there in Bina, it's only Din of Kedusha. It's pure holy Din. When that light, when the light of Bina drops down through the different worlds and comes down, 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 thousands of levels down, that's when negative types of din are able to connect to it. But at its source, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us here again based on Sifrei Kabbalah, at its source, there it's Kuloi Kodesh.
Thank you.
Sure. Paragraph Tes. V'zeh b'chinas ma shekosav Rabbeinu Zal shom b'maimranal shelo osid Yihya hahanhogo al yidei hashgocha v'niflois v'yizbatel hateva. Towards the latter part of that chapter in the Likutei Moran, Rabbein Zal goes into a major discussion about miracles versus nature. And Rabbein Zal tells us that in the future, Hashem's entire conduct will be via miracles, via direct supervision, hashgocha. The teva will be eliminated completely. Va'oz yisar hashir hanal shehu shir shel neflois, and that's when this song, this special song of miracles, will be activated. Note the word neflois is nun plois, 50 wonders. The number 50 is associated with bina, 50 shari bina. The term pele is associated with Keser. Pele is the same letters as the word Aleph or Eleph, which is the Keser. So in this word Niflois, you have this combination of Bina Keser. So in the future, the Teva is going to be eliminated. It's going to be all miracles. Va'oz Yisar Hashir Hanal. And that's when that incredible song will be activated. Shehu Shir Shel Niflois, which is the song of miracles. Asher al-yidei koil hashir hazeh yecholen lo hichiach. And it's through the sound of that special song, that's what enables us to give proper rebuke. Ayin shon heitei b'soif ha-maimranal. Study carefully the latter part of that chapter in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this. Ki be'emes, because Rav Nosson Zal says, the real truth is, ein shom teva klal ba'olam. There's no such thing really as teva in the world. There's no such thing as something else taking over, something else having control. Hashem is in control of everything. The Arizal says the word hateva is bigematria elikim. Hateva is Hashem. Rak Hashem isborach, manhi goilomoi, biritzoinoi. Hashem conducts the world and leads the world through his will. Everything is according to the will of Hashem only. There's nothing else. Ukimitzbei oved b'chel shmaya v'ara, as the pasuk says, and it's based on his will that everything takes place in heaven and on earth. Rak ikur b'chinas hateva So then what is Teva? What is this word Teva? Teva means that Hashem programmed the world in this and this way, in this shape and form and this order. Sheyu kol hagalgalim v'holtunois hashemayim v'oretz v'chol tzvam v'chol ayom ha'selim v'tachtoinim kulam yu tluyim al ha'odom ha'bal b'chira sheba'olam ha'shafel hazeh. Hashem designed the world in such a way that all of the heavenly spheres and the planets and the constellations and everything in heaven and earth and all of the worlds are all tied into us human beings, us earthlings who have free choice, who reside on this low world. And we have the ability, l'sakein oy l'kalkel chas v'shalom. We have the ability to improve things, to repair things, to complete things, or to damage, to destroy. Shekasher ha'odah misakein myself, u'misagel mitzvahs ma'asim tovim. When a person performs good deeds, they do the right thing, and they accumulate mitzvahs and good deeds, azai humevi he'ora gedoyla v'tikun godol b'chol ho'ilamos. That person brings a great light and a major perfection to all of the worlds. Ulehepech, and the opposite is also true. Alidei maisim roim chas v'shalom, through misdeeds, by committing sins, hu mekalkel upoigein b'chol ha'olamos, we cause damage and destruction in all of the worlds. V'zehu nikra b'chinas hanhoga hativius, and this is what's referred to as the natural way, the natural conduct, when Hashem is conducting the world in a natural way. Ki b'teva zu bora shemisporach es kol habriya kula meroish vatsoif, because it's based on this norm, this nature that Hashem made the entire creation from beginning to end, sheyia hakoil misnaheg al yidei ha-toira ha-gdoisha ha-mesuri v'yodeinu, that everything in the world should be controlled and guided and determined by the Holy Torah, which has been given over into our hands. Note the story in the Gemara where one of the rabbis wanted to prove he was right. And he said, if I'm right, let this miracle happen. Let the walls move down. And the response to that was, Loi bashamayim, and even when a voice came out from heaven and said that the law is like Rebbe Eliezer, the response was, the Torah is no longer up there. Hashem has given over the Torah to us, to Bnei Yisrael down here. He's put us in charge of the Torah. And when a person deviates from the path of the Holy Torah, Hashem created the worlds in a manner that will have a ripple effect, that will cause damage and harm to all of the worlds. That's Teva. Aval tshuva kodmo lo'olam. However, the Gemara says that tshuva came before the creation of the worlds. Ki tshuva hi bechinas lemala mikol ho'olamos. Tshuva is above all of the worlds. The Gemara says, G'doyla tshuva shemagas at kisei ha'kavod. Tshuva reaches all the way up to the kisei ha'kavod, to the throne of Hashem, which is the Olam HaBriya, which is above the world of the angels, above our world. Asher bebechinas tshuva, shehu bechinas alma da'asi, ein shum pegam shel shum avera magil hasham. So that in that place called tshuva, which is above the regular worlds, tshuva is associated with Olam Haba, tshuva is Bina. There are 50 levels of Bina, and there are 50 levels of tshuva. In shum pegam shel shum aver magil hasham. The damage that's caused by sins doesn't reach that place called tshuva at all. V'al kein, and therefore, al kol ho averoi shebetoira moyel tshuva. That's why tshuva can help and can cleanse us from all the sins of the Torah. Kalidei tshuva zoichele b'chinas alma da'asi. Because through tshuva, a person is tapping into Olam Haba. Shehi shoyresh ha'tshuva, which is the source of tshuva. That place called Bina. Vishom ein shum pega magia. And over there, the Sitra Achra cannot reach there at all. Vishom nistaknin kol havoilis. And there, all sins are repaired. Bebchinas zedoinois nishapchen l'schuyos, to the extent where even intentional sins could be converted to mitzvahs. Bechinas hamtokas hadinim bisharoshon. This is an example of sweetening the din at its source. Veze bechinas hahanhogo shalosid. And this describes the way that Hashem is going to operate the world in the future. Sheoz yizbatel hateva legamri. Then this concept of teva will be eliminated completely. Veoz yisnahe goylam ayde bechinas neflois. Then the world will be conducted in a miracle fashion, lemala me'ateva, above nature. Hainu she'oz liosid, shazaye kuloi Shabbos, kuloi tshuva. The Gemara describes the future as yoim she'kuloi Shabbos. It'll be wall-to-wall Shabbos. There won't be any Sunday, Monday. There'll be all Shabbos, which means all tshuva. The word Shabbos is the same letters as shavta. The command in the Torah to do tshuva is v'shavta ad Hashem alekecha, you will return to Hashem. Shavta is the oisius Shabbos. Shabbos is a day of tshuva for the entire week. V'oz yu kol ha'avoinos nishapcha l'shuyos. And then all sins will be converted to merits. Ze b'chinas hanhogo shel neflois l'malam yateva. That's this conduct of miracle above teva. K'al pi ha'teva. Because as we said earlier, based on Teva, remember Teva is Elohim, Teva is judgment. Based on judgment, sin, damage. Sin, destruction. Teva. That's according to Teva. But in the future, there will not be any effects, any negative effects of any sin. Because at that time in the future, all of the damage from all the sins will be converted into merits. This is the concept of these miracles, which is the opposite of teva. And then that special song of the future will be activated. Shushir shel neflois. Shaydei koil hashir azeh, kol hamaisim roim malin reyach toiv. And it's through the sound of that special song that makes it that even our sins and everything should give forth a good smell. Bechinas nirdi nosam reichoi. They're converted to mitzvah. V'alkein motzinu shaydei shira hu slichas avoinos. And Rav Nosson says this is why we find actually in a place in the Torah where song, singing the praises of Hashem, actually brings about a forgiveness for sins. Kama Hashem Rabbi Sein Uzal, as the Gemara points out, Beshiras Devoira, in the special song that Devoira Hanaviah composed, Shalidei Ashira Nislechu Avonoseihem, that the Gemara points out that as a result of that special song, the sins of the Jews were forgiven. Ki kol hashirois, afilu hashirois shelachshav, Nimshochim Ishir Shalosid. Because all songs, even the songs that we sing presently, all are connected to and draw from that song of the future. V'alkein Aridei Hashira Nislochen Huavoinos. And therefore, through holy Shira, our sins are forgiven. Bebechinas Zedoinos Nishapchen Lishuyos. As the Gemara says, Sheyel Osid, where the deliberate sins will be converted to mitzvahs. Kishayisar hashir azeh, when this special song will be activated. Shu shir shel neflois, shemisham mekablam kol hashirois kanal. We mentioned Shavuos. Rabbi Nosson spoke about Akdomos. Akdomos is an incredible, incredible song of praise to Hashem that was composed by a great tzaddik about 800 years ago. There's a special aged tune that it's sung with. Akdomos milim esharois oshuso, avlo shakil no armon oshuso. There's a special, awesome nigun, and Rabbi Nosson was once speaking about this, and he said what the Jewish people possess, Akdamos with its niggun, with its special niggun. This is one of the highlights of the year and one of the highlights of the holiday of Shavuos, that when they read the Torah in the morning, when they're going to be reading the Aseres Hadibros, Matan Torah, before they start reading the Torah, they call up the Kohen, they invite the Kohen to the Aliyah, and before he makes his bracha, the Balkore or the Chazan, someone who knows this tune, sings this song, and the people sing along. In some shuls, the Chazan sings the first stanza, the shul the second one. The Chazan sings three, the people four. In the Breslov shuls, they want to get their money's worth. So the Chazan sings the first stanza, the shul sings the first stanza. They double up singing it. And it's known that in Uman, there were Breslovers that would cry from delight and understanding the meaning of the words. Today we have art scrolls, we have translations. A person should try to make the time to look over this Akdamos before Shavuos, or maybe even as they're saying it, to glance. It's awesome, awesome words of praise to Hashem. It says there, if all the waters, the rivers and oceans were ink, and if all the trees of the world were pens, and if all the skies were paper, it wouldn't give us enough room to describe the greatness of Hashem and our appreciation for everything Hashem does for us. Question in the chat, on an everyday level, does song connect us with the holy name of Hashem that's associated with sweetening judgments, the Shem Membeis, which Rabbein Ezal speaks about in chapter 180 in Likutei Moran? For example, davening with a niggun. The answer is that when a person is davening and davens with a song, it's definitely a very powerful thing. It's very powerful, very special. If it doesn't disturb anyone else, obviously. Person, you know, davening in a shul, sitting next to other people, has to be careful that my song shouldn't mess up somebody else's kavana. But tefillah with a song is definitely very, very special, very powerful. I see a question that about a custom of reading a ksuba on Shavuos morning because of the fact that Shavuos is referred to as the wedding ceremony between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael. And the ksuba is the Torah. The Torah is the ksuba. So by reading the Torah portion that we read on Shavuos morning, that's like the ksuba. There are many, many different minhagim, chassidish minhagim, and all types of minhagim that people have with different sources. I didn't hear that from my rabbis. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. We should be zeicha to see, to hear this shir, this song of the future. Hashem should eliminate all the dinim, all the judgments, all the harsh decrees, all the pain and suffering, and replace it with bracha, with shefa, with simcha, with the geula shlema, b'mehera b'yameinu.